Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Living the Good Life has covered the power of kindness and forgiveness, and today another one of those words that just rolls off the tongue. The question is, are we any good at it? Are we getting better at it? Are we born with it? Let me just stop asking questions of myself and ask them of somebody who might know the answers to all of those questions. Dr. Lisa Williams explores emotions with her students in the University of New South Wales Faculty of Psychology. Lisa, good afternoon.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Gratitude. Let's define what it means before we go anywhere. I think we all have a pretty good idea, but in the Faculty of Psychology, how do you define gratitude?
Well, as an emotion researcher, we define gratitude as the emotion that you feel when you've received some sort of benefit, a resource or a favor given by someone else.
Okay, so it's a reaction to a benefit. What are the benefits of being grateful?
The benefits of feeling gratitude?
Yes.
Well, they're numerous. So we can look at the benefits to the person who is feeling gratitude, and that we find that individuals who feel grateful tend to have a lot of benefits in terms of their physical health, their mental health, and their social relationships.
If I'm by nature a grump and I'm rarely ever grateful, and I'm not, don't get me wrong, everybody around here says I'm not, so I can't be. But if I'm by nature a grump, I am possibly going to have ill health anyway, because I'll be talking myself into a sense of depression, or certainly in a sense of burdensomeness. But if I'm optimistic, I'm likely to be more grateful spontaneously. How do I know it's gratefulness that's bringing physiological benefits to my life?
Well, the studies that have found the sorts of physical and mental health benefits that I just mentioned are studies that actually ask people to cultivate a sense of gratitude in their lives. And you can do this in any number of ways. So you can maybe keep a gratitude journal, and every day at the end of the day, you take a few minutes to note down the things in your life that happened that day that you could be grateful for. Or another way to cultivate gratitude in your life is to engage in what they call a gratitude letter, where you choose someone who maybe you haven't thanked for their impact on your life, and you write a letter to them and deliver it to them.
Okay, so there's a benefit to me. Clearly then, if I'm to hand one of those letters over to somebody to thank them, then there'll be a benefit to my relationships with others as well.
Exactly. So this is one of the really exciting new avenues of gratitude research. What we're finding is that the benefits of gratitude really extend beyond the person who's feeling grateful to the relationships with others. So a variety of research studies have found benefits in romantic relationships for feeling and expressing gratitude. And my own research has shown that these types of benefits even occur amongst interactions with strangers. So if you come to feel grateful or express gratitude towards a stranger, that relationship is strengthened, there's trust that begins, there's a desire to continue that relationship.
So gratitude isn't just about me, it's actually about building communities as well.
Exactly. You could say it's about us.
Okay, it's about us. Now, the journal thing for a moment, and other processes like that seem to be a very conscious, almost a deliberate process. Are you saying gratitude isn't spontaneous and that we need to learn it?
I think that there is a dispositional aspect to gratitude. What I mean by that is that there are some individuals who have a trait tendency to feel grateful, to find things in their lives to be grateful. But that's not to say that you can't cultivate it if you don't have that trait. And that's the goal of these types of interventions, is that you do the daily journal or you write the gratitude letter, and before long you come to have that mindset naturally. So by practicing it intentionally over time, it might become more of a disposition.
Okay, so get over the fact that it might feel weird if it's a new skill to you. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, and often these types of things do feel a bit strange once you first try them. And it can be a challenge sometimes to come up with something every day that you're grateful for. But that is the challenge. And once you start the habit, you might say, of thinking about your life with a grateful outlook, then you tend to find more things to be grateful for.
When my youngest daughter says grace at dinner, she thanks Jesus for the same three things every day. So clearly, it's not just about a list. We must commit ourselves to identifying stuff that we really respond to for it to be classed as gratitude.
Sure. So one important aspect of gratitude, at least from the research point of view, is that there is usually some sort of intentionality behind the benefit that you've received. So,
okay.
So gratitude in terms of the research orientation would say that you're not grateful that that you didn't get in a car accident if it was just chance that you didn't get in a car accident.
Right.
But you might feel grateful towards someone who stopped to help you pick something up that you had dropped or let you in traffic or something like that, because those behaviors have some sort of intentionality behind them. So for researchers who are looking at maybe what counts as an instance of gratitude, we want to be looking for the types of benefits or resources that we receive from others that came with some sort of intentionality.
Can I ask you, are we preconditioned to expect gratitude from other people? If we go back to that moment where you speak about somebody pulling into the lane in the traffic, if they don't acknowledge that I've made space for them, I'm pretty irritated by that. Is them not signalling thank you ungratefulness, or is that something else entirely?
Well, there certainly is a big aspect of expressing gratitude that has to do with politeness, right? We teach our children and other members in society that you should say thank you when you receive a benefit. So, I think that there's some truth behind the fact that if we give a benefit, we might expect someone to say thank you back. But if we're looking for the types of benefits to relationships and mental health and physical health that I mentioned before, we're probably looking at gratitude in situations that maybe have a bit more depth, right? So maybe it's not gratitude in the traffic lane, but it's gratitude towards a partner, a family member, or a close friend who has, intentionally boosted some aspect of the relationship, invested in you by giving you time or resources.
There are going to be some people, inevitably, who are doing it pretty tough right now, and they honestly, even at its most conscious level, can't think of anything to be grateful for. Where do we start there?
Well, I think that it's a good question to consider at our moments of being down and out. What can we be grateful for? And there is some discussion of this amongst people who advocate keeping a gratitude journal, right? What happens at the end of your worst day?
Yeah.
And a lot of people say that simply being grateful, maybe that you have a roof over your head, or that you were able to have a meal that day, or that you're able to take a deep breath. That really simple things can be the source of gratitude in those times where maybe you can't find these interpersonal examples.
But interestingly, they are all positives. We can't be grateful for a negative. Is that what you're saying? We can't be grateful that the day's finished.
Well, if that's what you can come up with, that maybe tomorrow's a new day, I'm grateful that I'll get to wake up and it won't be today anymore.
Yeah.
That could be, what counts as an instance of gratitude is really a personal thing. No one's going to come up and say, oh, tisk, tisk, that wasn't a good example of gratitude, right? So
right.
If that's what suffices for you that day, then that's sufficient. You're still reflecting on the things in your life, and that's a really important component of this sense of cultivating gratitude.
And theoretically, then, we get better at being grateful the more we actively practice it, yes?
Exactly. Exactly. So the more you do these types of interventions, if you will, the better we get at it, and the less we need to maybe write it down every day. It becomes a bit more of a natural way of thinking. We can cultivate this emotion without doing it with so much effort.
Now, Dr. Lisa, I don't want to be disingenuous to your fascination with gratitude, but when we started this conversation, you identified a number of characteristics that, frankly, the other speakers in our Living the Good Life series, in kindness and mindfulness and forgiveness, all claim credit for. How can this be the product of gratitude when three other people have got in before you?
I think that's a good question. I think my sense is that gratitude is amongst the number of positive qualities that we have and we can pursue and that we can cultivate. And it's not that any one of them is the particular key to experiencing benefits. If we had a study where we had people practice forgiveness and mindfulness and gratitude, they would probably experience a lot of the benefits. Okay. Now, there have been studies that measure what is the unique contribution of each of these. And what they find is that each one does have a unique contribution. So all three, for instance, would be better than just one.
I have a suspicion that Australians may not be as good at gratitude as perhaps some other countries, because we're actually a lot more laconic in our approach to each other. It's almost, in a bloke's case, almost a little bit unmanly to say, mate, I'm grateful you did that. Is that the case?
There are cultural differences in the standards of especially expressing gratitude, so verbally saying thank you. And there are gender differences, indeed. Men in general tend to express their emotions to each other a bit less than women do. But what I would say is that sometimes gratitude can be expressed towards another person without the verbal thank you. You know, whether it's a bloke turned to another and patting him on the back, right? So it's not, hey, mate, I'm so thankful for you.
Yeah.
But you're communicating that in another way. And to the extent that that's understood as the expression of gratitude, then you're probably just as well off.
Okay, so what about if I give gratitude and it's not accepted?
So if you say thank you and they say no.
Yeah, or they say, yeah, good on you. And Well, that does happen.
Yeah, that does happen. And I think in most ongoing relationships, so if we're looking towards long-term friendships and marital relationships, what we see is that lots of the expressions of gratitude can seem a bit regular, right? So one person does the dishes and the other person says thank you, and it's just kind of part of the daily routine. And so sometimes it's not necessary to hear recognition that your gratitude expression was received, but you're still saying it, and that's the important bit.
Okay. So let's recap. The power of gratitude individually, what change will it bring in our lives?
Well, it will bring about a variety of well-being benefits. So you will come to experience more positive emotions in general, not just gratitude. You'll have physical and mental health benefits. And you'll also come to find that your relationships with others will tend to be stronger, longer lasting, and more invested.
And if we're new to the overt art of gratitude, where can we start now, this afternoon?
I'd suggest looking up their really great resources online about the different gratitude interventions, but the most common is to start a gratitude journal, where at the end of the day, grab a notebook and jot something down and do the same thing repeatedly over a few weeks or a year if you can keep it up. And you should see measurable benefits.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.